One of the easiest ways to add a tropical flair to any landscape is to use plants with large leaves today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Rice paper plant is a favorite of mine that is native to southern China and Taiwan and is known botanically as Tetrapanax paperifera. An interesting note that this is the only plant in the genus Tetrapanax. It's the foliage that really creates the tropical interest. Rice paper plant has huge leaves that can be up to 15 inches across. The leaves have 5 to 11 coarse lobes, and the undersides have a dense, white, felt-like pubescence. The fan-like leaves are attached by very long petioles towards the end of stems that grow very upright. This creates a visual umbrella-like appearance. The flowers are produced in the fall with conspicuous flower panicles that can be 3 feet long and more than 3 feet wide and are displayed above the foliage. The flower clusters are ball-shaped. Rice paper plant, if left undisturbed, will form thickets and readily spread by underground rhizomes. New plants will spring up at various points along these rhizomes, commonly up to 20 feet away. The name refers to the use of the interior of the stem called pith to make a form of rice paper. The pith has a consistency and feel of styrofoam. In Mississippi, rice paper plant will die back in the winter depending on the temperature. In light frost, the stem may die back a couple of feet. Extreme cold can cause dieback to the ground. Treat like many of our other perennial plants in regards to providing cold weather protection pertinent to your area. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.